You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
NBA's most valuable player. He happens to play for our team. Nikola Jokic hit a three-pointer with 1.2 seconds left. The Joker won the game for the Nuggets last night at Ball Arena. That's exciting. A three-pointer with one second left on the clock.
It's a buzzer beater. Yeah. I saw the shot, and, you know, everybody flips out. And I love seeing that at the end of the games.
Fun.
You know, it's very cool.
And you know, Jer, that's the 13th home win in a row for our team.
Great.
And the Nuggets are still in first place in the Western Conference. They're going to go for number 14 in a row when Portland comes to town through the snow tomorrow. But the ice is down tonight at the old arena for the Avalanche game against Detroit. The Avs should win that one. I think the Avs will beat the Red Wings. There was some wildness going on in... Did you watch any of the playoff football games this weekend?
We did have some on, yeah. How about that fumble return last night, the Bengals game? My God.
That was a wild finish. Baltimore and Cincinnati were tied in the fourth quarter at 17, and the Ravens were knocking on the door for the go-ahead touchdown at Cincinnati's one-yard line when their quarterback tried to extend the ball over the goal line, but it got knocked away, picked up by Cincinnati's Sam Hubbard. And Jeremy, he proceeded to run that fumble back 98 yards the other direction.
Yeah, I've watched the video, listened to multiple audio sources from that game, and boy, those newscasters or sportscasters were flipping out.
Well,
just flipping out.
One of the longest fumble returns in NFL playoff history. Not only did it win the game for the Bengals, but Sam Hubbard was born and raised in Cleveland, so the hometown kid won it for them. That's pretty cool. Sad news, just hours after a big rally to celebrate their second straight college football championship, a player for the Georgia Bulldogs and one of their team staff members killed in an early morning one-car accident.
Oh, God.
Police are investigating, but the accident happened just before 3 a.m. And a high school football coach in Texas is on leave, Jeremy. He made his players do 400 push-ups.
I saw this story. Was it all at once or was it spread out over the practice?
Heck if I know. I just saw it was 400 push-ups, and some of the players ended up needing medical attention, and some were even hospitalized.
Well, that's not good. Oh, my God.
Coaches. Today is, as we talked about, MLK Junior Day, but it's also, in a completely unrelated item, there's some researcher, I believe over in the UK, who came up with this formula for determining the most depressing day of the year, and that just happens to be the third Monday in January, so that's today. Now, the formula apparently factors in things like crappy weather, the fact that we're, you know, now post-Christmas, people get the post-Christmas blues sometime, holiday debt, resolutions for the new year that you've already botched, and the fact that it's just a Monday in general, which Jeremy and I feel like weirdos because we actually like Mondays.
Yeah, it's fine. No big deal.
Anyway, when you stir all that together into a big cauldron, you get the third Monday of the year, and so it has been labeled the most depressing day of the year.
Wah, wah, wah.
On the flip side, if you want to look for the happiest day of the year, the same expert says that's in mid to late June. So hold on for five more months.
It's coming.
And everything will be all better.
Oh.
Anything else? I got this Marie Osmond story. Were you going to talk about that?
No, God, no.
I might talk about that later. It's kind of interesting. It has to do with people who have a lot of money, but have said they are not going to leave it for their kids.
Yeah.
I'm going to set that aside. We'll talk about it as a bigger segment maybe later. What else is trending?
Well, you might be waking up kind of down today because you didn't win the Mega Millions. Somebody did win it. It says a single winning ticket, $1.35 billion, sold in a rural town in Maine on Friday the 13th. So that jackpot reset over the weekend. And there is one very, very happy person this Monday morning. Unless it was one of those office pools where they got to split it like 19 ways, but still. One ticket, they got it. Today is also a free day for national parks. One of 5 days in 2023. Let's see. There's no charge for entrance. It's free to everyone. Today, April 22nd for the first day of National Park Week. August 4th for the anniversary of the Great American Outdoors Act, one of my favorite acts. September for National Public Lands Day, and November 11th for Veterans Day. So we've got a free day for the parks today if you want to go explore the outdoors a little bit. Here's your crap on celebrities this morning. Kanye West has been spotted hanging out with a lady lately. And they're saying that this woman might be his wife. Bianca Cinzori, it looks like. She's Australian. She's been working for Yeezy, for Kanye, for years. And this story here says that they recently got married. There was like a ceremony, but no actual evidence. So I guess everyone's just saying they're concluding that it was a marriage.
Did I see that he's wearing a ring?
He's wearing a ring, and I guess he wrote a song about her. Anyway, the biggest takeaway from this story is Kim Kardashian's reaction. They're saying Kim might not be down with this. She said there's always been some sort of sexual tension between her and Kanye and Kim. And here's the quote. The quote says, Kim hates her. She's pretty. Kim hates pretty girls.
Oh, my God. Listen, Kim dumped Kanye, right?
Rich people problems. Yes, she did.
If you dump someone, you have no say.
You really don't. You know, and this might be just a way of him kind of getting back because she's a pretty girl and Kim hates pretty girls. Oh, it's so ridiculous. Did you see this video of Britney Spears from the weekend? Uh-uh. What is going on with Brit? She was out to dinner with her husband, Sam. Sam something or other. Some restaurant in California. People there at the restaurant immediately recognized her and started filming her. And it kind of drove her over the edge. She started acting super duper crazy. Yelling, talking incoherently. Sam got mad and stormed out of the restaurant. And then she's sitting there at the table just basically talking gibberish. It's very, very strange. She ended up leaving the restaurant with her bodyguard. The bodyguard had to come back and pay the bill. And then a few hours later, she posted an Instagram video of herself dancing to music while repeatedly flipping the bird. I don't know what's going on there. Poor Brit. Somebody please help her.
If we've learned nothing, it's this.
Leave Brittany alone!
Man, I don't know what's going on. It's scary, honestly. There's a new trend out this morning on TikTok where people are sharing their hypothetical final meals. You know, say you're on death row or something like that and you want your final meal.
We've done that as a segment on our
show.
We
have, if I recall.
I don't remember what I picked, though.
I know. I was trying to think of what I would pick or what I did pick. I think chicken fried steak comes to top of mind right now. A lot of gravy.
I think I chose my pasta dish that I like to make called pasta fiamalbo. I think that's my
Oh, I've had that. That's been years since I've had that.
With the spicy Italian sauce.
Oh, yeah. A lot of answers included like sun chips, raspberry lemonade from Sonic, Chick-fil-A nuggets, a Starbucks latte, Olive Garden's five cheese ziti, Outback's Bloomin' Onion. The basic takeaway of this story is nobody wants a good old-fashioned home-cooked meal from Grandma.
Oh.
So Taco Bell's chicken quesadilla was on the list? McDonald's cheeseburger?
I guess it's whatever brings you joy.
I guess so. I don't know. It's like, man, final meal. Get me a tomahawk steak or something. My goodness. A new study out this morning published in the Journal of Food Protection, one of my favorite journals out there. They say the spot in your kitchen that gets the germiest while you cook is your spice jars and your salt and pepper shakers.
That kind
of makes sense. And yes. It's so funny. I was making this chicken dish last night, and I had to put some spices in, and I had, like, chicken juice on my hand, and I reached over, and I grabbed the spice container, and I was like, oh, my God, that's disgusting. Because usually, you know, you just take that stuff and put it right back in the cupboard.
Well,
I had to wipe it down.
You did a full cleansing of all
your
spice containers.
I completely sanitized. Yeah. I completely sanitized my chicken seasoning. So anyway, rub down your spice containers the next time you're in the kitchen.
What spice do you use the most?
I can't say it on the air. It's from this company that they use cuss words in their products.
Mm.
Mine is called Chicken S-Word.
Yeah, okay.
And then there's one called Special S-Word and Bull S-Word. And
I've heard you talk about that before.
Fantastic seasonings.
I think
life-changing.
The one that gets power rotation in our house is that, I can't pronounce it either, Tony Chachere.
Oh, the Sachetori.
Chachere. Chachere's.
Yeah,
it's a Cajun spice.
That's a good one.
Seems
it's got a little kick
seems to
it.
Work
a little
on
kick.
An awful lot of things.
Here's your Fat America real quick. Peeps is launching two new flavors for Easter. You can get yourself some Dr. Pepper Peeps and Kettle Corn Peeps.
But I probably won't.
Dr. Pepper ones sound kind of good, though. I'd eat one of those. All right, let's do some clickbait.
Clickbait.
Find us on Facebook. Find this story on Facebook. Dom and Jeremy on the FB. It's a money-saving hack if you want to try this in the new year. A couple in Mexico wanted to start saving money, so last January, they came up with a money-saving hack. For one full year, they put $5 in a piggy bank every time they had sexy, sexy time, Dom.
Really?
So some of us are going to have more money than others by the end of the year. By the end of the year, $1,320.
I don't believe it.
Do the math.
Wait a minute. How old are they?
They are 26 and 29, so...
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense.
I'll do the math for you. It was like right around 250 times for the year.
I don't know. They're not a 40-something married person like you, Jared.
No, yeah, we'd be at like, you know, $25 by the end of the year. So check out the story. It's kind of cute. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.